Yeah, come on. That's Block Party with two more years.
The Bloke Party.
Two more years. Thanks very much to Alex Zane and Lumpy, his sidekick. Ash, I know he's called.
He's not Lumpy. He's terribly handsome.
Lumpy got fired, I think. But Ash, thanks very much. And Alex, thanks very much. It's quite exciting always seeing Alex Zane in the studio, don't you think, Joe?
Why?
Because he's famous and he's attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the male equivalent of a sexy woman.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's why I like him so much.
Hello, we're Adam and Joe. Welcome to our radio show. We're here for the next 2 hours. We've got fantastic stuff coming up. We've got great prizes. We're giving away DVDs of the amazing Martin Scorsese Bob Dylan documentary.
I'm a bit upset about that because I went and bought that yesterday.
You fool!
You idiot.
Well, we'll have one extra to give to the listeners.
Yeah.
Because you won't have stolen one.
That's true.
What else have we got? We've got the soundtrack to The Business, the British gangster film set in the 80s.
Oh, that's the one with the guy lounging around in a pool.
Yeah, the guy who only ever appears in films directed by that man.
Yes.
Danny Dyer?
Danny...
I think that's what his name is.
Jimmy Rubbish.
We've got a crack commentary competition. A good one as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, good in that it's interesting or impossible to get?
Both.
Excellent.
Okay.
And I thought of a text competition which we may or may not use. Also, I wanted to rehash a couple of things from years ago that we did on the show because they've become relevant again.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
We're going to have Ditties in the Dock as well in closing the show, and I think it's going to be a McCartney Ditties in the Dock, isn't it?
Yeah, a McCartney off.
A solo McCartney off to celebrate the release of his new album, his return to form, his Nigel Godrich produced album.
Yeah, what's it called again?
Chaos and Creation in the Backyard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
No.
No, I have listened to it. It's quite good.
So there we go, loads of stuff coming up, and if you want to win any of those things we've been talking about, remember the numbers 0871 222 1049, and you can text us on 83XFM.
All messages are read.
That's correct.
Even if they're not read out.
Yeah. And of course we've got a lot of great music coming your way. A mixture.
Really?
Of, yeah, yeah. You know, XFM classics and a couple of free plays will sneak in as well. And I'm going to play some Oasis for you right now, but right now I just want to get a bit of something cheesy out of the way. Not something I would normally do, but I promised my son Frank I'd say hello to him today. So, hi Frank, how you doing? This one's for you. Kings of Leon with the bucket. This is Adam and Joe on a Saturday afternoon here at XFM.
So listen, you know last week we played Franz Ferdinand. I'm sorry to say we haven't got it on the playlist, their new single.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know we were saying we thought it sounded like Go West?
Yes.
We close our eyes. Well, this week I've got conclusive proof that it is exactly like Go West.
Have you got it with
you? I've spliced them together.
No.
And it is incredible. We're going to bring Franz Ferdinand down today.
Wow.
This is basically Franz Ferdinand's last day in the business.
You're joking.
Because I've discovered that they've completely ripped off Go West.
You've rumbled the furs.
I've rumbled the furs.
Oh, my.
So that'll be coming up later. Stay tuned if you want to hear the end of Franz Ferdinand's career.
Holy moly.
What are we going to call it? Franzygate? Ferdigate? Westy? Oh, I don't know. Franz Ferdigate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Hey,
you'll be amazed.
Listen, what should we do with these competitions and stuff? Like, when should we have, crap commentary corner?
I think that should be coming up pretty soon.
Okay, then. Should we start a text competition, or should we leave that till the second
text part? For me is the middle of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the usual structure, isn't it, listeners? Regular listeners.
Regular listeners should know.
Yes. Hey, we've had a lovely email as well. Can I read this out?
Yeah, go on,
then. Hello, Adam and Joe. I'm writing to let you know that me and my friend Andy are kidnapping you. The flight to Switzerland is booked for next week, where you will both marry me, followed by I and my friend holding you at gunpoint until you agree to remake the Adam and Joe show, where you will put the wedding in the form of teddy bears and possibly Darth Vader and generally create havoc. So start packing.
So nice.
I'd quite like to be kidnapped in that way.
One of our Bad Speller fans.
Yeah, it's like one of those, there's people that you can pay to kidnap you, can't you? Have you read about that?
No.
Yeah, in America. There's a guy that provides a service. You pay him, and then at a completely unexpected point, he'll kidnap you.
Wow.
It's, you know, sexy.
How long does it go on for? Can you not get out of it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd imagine you'd agree some terms, but leave some of them, you know, open to, what, the kidnapper's discretion, so it would still be a bit surprising.
That's rubbish, though, surely, because the kidnapper would just take your money and then say, well, I might kidnap you any time in the next 20 years,
no,
so
there'd be a limit, I think.
Oh, right.
There'd be a limit. When's your birthday?
June 7th.
Okay.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
So, do you watch Wife Swap any
No, I've given up on Wife Swap.
Have you?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe watching Wife Swap this week, they still had the same voiceover guy.
Mmm, with the same intonation.
Unbelievable. Like, do you remember, this is something I played a while ago on this show from a previous series of Wife Swap, and I thought maybe after I played it, you know, obviously the producers would be listening and they'd rethink maybe the style, give them a bit of different direction, because we're very powerful in that way. But it hasn't happened. Anyway, this is a reminder of what the guy sounds like.
Gary seems to be in a class of his own. Jojo's got to the root of the problem. Dawn's taken charge of the kids. Alan's struggling with the DIY. Gary's keen to have a say in how it should be run. Dawn starts to look around the house she's so proud of. Gary will have a proper role in the house. Dawn's cleaning and driving Alan.
Have you figured out his formula yet?
Yes.
He delivers every single line on the show in that exact same way.
He delivers every single line in that exact No, I can't even do
in
it.
In that exact same way.
It's the sort of way that Lisa Ryanson used to deliver a lot of stuff.
And he hasn't changed.
No, it's still exactly the same. So, which makes me feel justified in playing my Wife Swap house mix one more time. Do you want to hear it?
Do it.
Gary will have a proper role in the house. Gary seems to be in a class of his own. Later that evening, Jojo's got to the root of the problem. Dawn's taken charge of the kids. Jojo's got to the root of the kids. Later that evening, Alan's struggling with the DIY. Alan's struggling with the housework. Alan's struggling with driving Alan mad. Later that evening, Jojo's got to the root of the problem. Dawn's cleaning is the root of the problem. It's the final evening of the housework. It's the final evening of the swap. Jojo's got to the root of the swap. Gary's keen to have a say in how it should be run.
There you go.
Wow. That's actually cleaned up some of my domestic problems as well, listening to that.
Has it?
Yeah. I feel I've got to the root of the problem.
Well, okay, we're gonna play. I've got my first free play coming up right now. A bit of Depeche Mode. You're a Depeche Mode fan, right, Joe?
I used to like Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode or Depeche Mode?
I would always say Depeche.
Depeche.
Would you say Depeche?
I'm going to say Depeche, yeah.
Ooh. And you presumably, Vince era, not late mode.
The only one I was really into was Blasphemous Rumour.
Oh, that's post-Vince?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really dark.
Yeah. It was meaningful. It was deep. Intellectual.
I like the Vince stuff, and this was the first single I was ever aware of. New Life. This is Adam and Joe. We'll be back after this and some ads.
Love music. Love XFM.
I don't know, man. He's trying to get out of something there, isn't he?
I don't believe him.
Don't look at me.
I think he meant it.
I think he did as well. That was the bravery. An honest mistake. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. It's Crap Commentary Corner time.
Hooray!
It's time to call in. You could win something amazing. Let us begin. Can you guess which film we're playing? By hearing what they're saying. Crap Commentary Corner.
Oh, yes. Okay, this is the part of the show where we play you an excerpt from a DVD commentary. You have to listen very carefully and tell us who's speaking and what film they're commentating about.
Next time you say excerpt, can you say excerpt?
Is that how it's spelt? Excerpt?
Yeah. I want to hear the P.
Okay. So we're going to play you an excerpt.
Thanks.
From a DVD commentary. You dial 0871 222 1049. And if you correctly tell us who's speaking and what movie the commentary's taken from, then you will win a copy of the extraordinary Bob Dylan documentary directed by Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese.
And that's a two-disc set. Not one disc, but two discs.
Two discs! Extra performances, Dylan doing his stuff, and, you know, I bought it yesterday. I can't believe I bought it.
So there you go. The number again, 0871-222-1049. Stand by your radios, turn it up nice and loud, and listen carefully. This is possibly the most idiotic woman I've ever heard ever commentate on anything in the history of the world. Have a listen.
So are we just going to, like, do commentary on the whole movie?
Yeah.
This is fun.
So
serious?
What's this? This is,
Halon. Oh my god, is that what we're doing? So we're watching the whole movie right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Oh, this is great.
So she's turned up at the commentary session, and she doesn't understand what a commentary session is. And she says that about 20 minutes, it takes her about 20 minutes to actually ask what they're doing.
And she's in the film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's clip number one. 0871-222-1049 if you know who that is and what movie they're talking about. Let's have clip number two.
Okay, here we go.
If you guys make this movie a huge hit and this DVD a huge sales hit, I'll get breast enhancement surgery.
Blood implant.
Right. That's very brief excerpt.
It's a brief excerpt. Do you want to hear clip number three?
I think we should, because that's really tough.
Okay, here's clip number three. 0871-222-1049. Somebody out there will know.
Here we go.
Okay, can I just say... Like, who cares about that? You just saw my nipple.
It's a very, very great shot.
I mean, no one cares about the grating. All I have to say how committed am I to this picture? You know, that was like a full nipple shot.
It's like trying.
If you were really committed, we'd have seen both nipples.
That's a good point.
Very good point.
So who is that? What movie are they talking about? It's quite hard, isn't it?
That's really difficult, man.
Really tough. I bet you someone will get it. Don't underestimate our listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if anything
happens. We'll give them more clues if nothing happens.
Sure, we'll play a song and then we'll take some calls.
0871-222-1049.
We took turns and we said the phone over between us. Okay, here's the Kaiser Chiefs.
That is indeed the modern way.
By the Kaiser Chiefs.
Okay, so you've got to do everything that way from now on.
Good.
Like that.
Now, it's time to find out if anyone's got the right answer for our crack commentary corner. We'll just play you a little refresher excerpt, just to remind you what we're trying to guess this week. Can you guess who this actress is and what film she is supposed to be talking about?
Like, who cares about that? You just saw my nipple.
It's a very, very great shot.
I mean, no one cares about the grating. All I have to say how committed am I to this picture? You know, that was like a full nipple shot.
It's like trying.
If you were really committed, we'd have seen both nipples.
So there's British director or producer in there?
A British director.
British director.
An American lady.
You see, I'm not very good with the young American ladies. I don't really know any of them. All I can think of was Reese Witherspoon, but she's too classy for that kind of thing, isn't she?
Well, should we take some calls?
Yeah.
See what our listeners think. Have we got someone on the line there, Xanthi?
Yeah, line one, Tony.
Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hello, mate. You alright?
Yeah, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. At work, but never mind.
Oh, dear. Do you think you've got this, though?
I think so.
Who do you think it is, Tony?
Well, I reckon it's Paris Hilton talking about House of Wax.
Have you seen that film?
I haven't, no. It just looks a bit too poor for my taste.
I tell you what, the last 20 minutes of House of Wax is amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, because the house...
The hour beforehand that's not good, though.
Well, just flip through that, because the house is made of wax. And at the end, it goes on fire, and everything melts, and everything in it is made of wax.
Yeah, and
so the beds start melting.
Wax drips on everyone, but it doesn't burn them. They just carry on running.
That is correct. I didn't notice. Oh. There's an amazing bit where the villain gets to the goodies by just slicing through the walls with a knife, and it's amazingly satisfying to watch.
Trailer, isn't it? They always give you the best bits of the movie in the trailer.
You're right, Tony. Yeah. Just watch the trailer and don't.
So has Tony got it right? I'm on tenterhooks.
No, he's wrong, Tony. Oh. You're wrong. It's not the Hilton. I mean, you're just going on the idea that it's one of the stupidest people in the world, right?
Probably,
stupid person who shows her nipples.
The voice that did it.
Yeah, well, you're right, but I think Hilton's a bit late. Paris Hilton's so lazy, isn't she? If you watch House of Wax, she can hardly be bothered to walk across the set. And that voice is a bit too energised. It's not Hilton. But we're going to give you a copy of the Bob Dylan DVD anyway, Tony.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much, gents.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. Cheers, Tony. Have a good day at work.
So let's see whether our next caller's got it. Who's the next caller, Xanthi?
Rory.
Rory. Hello, Rory.
Hi guys.
How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you.
You sound nervous. I'm sort of unsure.
No, I think I'm quietly confident.
Yes. Who do you think it is, Rory?
I think it's Mila Jovovich talking with Paul W.S. Anderson on the Resident Evil DVD.
Are you Paul W. Anderson calling in under a pseudonym?
No. If I was, I'd hang my head in shame.
You pronounce her name really well. Say it again.
Mila Jovovich.
Jovovich?
You don't even say the L. I thought it was Mila.
Well, I think it's Mila, Mila.
I bet you're right. Listen, I'm not bringing you down.
Mila,
I think you're probably right.
Jovovich. Do you know what, Rory? You're correct. You've won it. That's amazing. Adam didn't think anyone was going to get it.
No, I had no clue who that was. I thought Mila, whatever her name is, Jovovich, was a bit more savvy than that. She sounds like
no.
A total
you know,
thicky.
In The Fifth Element.
Yeah,
she was She was typecast
as a kind of
space chicken. I don't know whatever she
does,
was.
She does waking up, kind of dazed and confused, very well.
She does. She does wearing very little extremely well, but she doesn't do thinking very well.
Wow. A sexy tower.
How did you get that, Rory? That's amazing.
Well, I'm quite a big fan of the games.
Uh-huh.
The Resident Evil games. And
have you played the GameCube one?
Yeah,
that's
on
amazing,
Resident Evil 4.
God, that's good.
Amazing Ooh. Game.
It's the kind of game where I want my brain erased to, you know, so I've never played it before, so I can play it again.
Again and again.
Yeah.
But it's still good every time you play it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, unfortunately, I'm kind of a completist in that respect, so I got the film, and I also unfortunately bought the sequel as well. And
I like the sequel.
Well,
Rory, we should just meet up for a drink because we could talk and talk.
We should do.
Outside the Warner West, I tell you what, in the hip hop section of Virgin Megastore at 10 tonight.
At 10 tonight, the hip hop section of Virgin Megastore.
Yeah. Wow, can I come along?
No.
Oh, man.
Hey, Rory, congratulations. Thanks very much. I stand in awe of your knowledge. And also slightly, I'm a bit depressed for you for having watched all those films. But congratulations, we're going to send you the Bob Dylan doc, the Martin Scorsese doc.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoy it.
It doesn't have quite as many bullets and killings in
nipples,
it.
But there you go.
No.
Nice one.
Congratulations, Rory.
Thanks for listening. Thanks very much for calling in. Who was the other guy? I've forgotten already.
Tony,
thanks a lot, Tony. This is Adam and John XFM. We'll be back shortly.
XFM.
Yeah.
So they're going out tonight.
They're living for the weekend. Hard-fi.
Exciting for
Adam and Joe on XFM. Now, we're going to play a little mash-up for you, aren't we?
That's right. Last week we were playing Franz Ferdinand's new single. I've forgotten what it's called. What's it called? It's called Don't Do That or Stop Doing This or How Dare You Do That to Me or
Stop Touching Me There.
What's it called?
I don't
Santi,
like it.
Come on. Somebody, what's it called?
Wow.
Oh, no, we're going to be fired for not knowing the hottest single by the hottest band. It's called Stop Touching My Tits.
I don't like it when you touch me there.
There you go, that's what it's called. And I couldn't believe its similarity to the Go West classic, We Close Our Eyes. So last night, at about 1 a.m, slightly the worse for wear, I loaded both songs into my Final Cut Express and decided to find out whether they really were exactly the same. And the results are startling. If you're a fan of Franz Ferdinand, hold on to your integrity.
Here we go.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I'm gonna make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me.
So this is the song as it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn it up a bit here. Listen to this.
You're lucky, lucky, you're so lucky.
It's the same. Listen to that. Okay, wait for it. The same. Do you hear that, Adam? You don't believe me, do you? You think it sounds like two completely different songs?
It's like soul wax.
Listen. It's the same song. Wait, bear with it. So those bits aren't that similar. But in the chorus, it gets a lot more similar. Yeah?
Yeah. That's doing my head in.
Okay, so I was overselling it. They haven't ripped off Go West, and I was wrong. What happened last night was this. I spliced them together and realised that I was completely wrong.
I think spliced is really being too generous to what you did to it. You sort of beat them both up.
Jammed them together.
And shoved them in a box.
But that's what it's all about, isn't it? You oversell something, then it's disappointing.
No, I wasn't disappointed by that.
Yeah.
You know what? Just because I just loved hearing that Go West riff again.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to them? They're probably superstar producers or songwriters now. If anyone knows about what happened to Go West, could they please give us a call?
But you know what? I've learned a lesson by doing that.
What?
But when I think a song sounds like another song,
yeah,
it probably doesn't.
No, I think you're right.
It's probably only just a tiny bit of it. Basically, three notes of that sound the same.
Yeah.
And then I just got overexcited.
It's bound to happen with modern music.
What do you think of that, Santhi?
I thought it was exactly the same.
Yes!
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Santhi.
Chicks like me.
Chicks dig you.
Chicks dig my theories.
LL Cool Joe.
Wow. Me and, who was it, Rory? Tonight on The Town.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you
meet? We're going to chat about video games and pull chicks by telling them that...
Will you be hanging out with Chewie?
Possibly.
The actor.
Chewie, yeah.
So last week we were talking about the fact that... What's his name again?
Chewie.
We can't pronounce the rest of
Chewie
his name.
Chewie.
He was in Dirty Pretty Things and he's a very talented actor.
And he's in Kinky Boots.
He lives near to Joe in South London.
Yeah.
And Joe reckoned that he was going to go and knock on his door and make friends with him this week. But you didn't, did you?
I didn't. No, he's busy. He's so busy. He's making lots of films. And I'm very busy as well.
Yeah.
I'm watching lots of films.
Never too busy to make friends. Come on. Mm. Hey, Chewie, if you're listening, give us a call. We want to be your friend. Here's a free play for you. This is Smog. That's Smog with Cold-Blooded Old Times. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We've got some adverts coming up right now, and then we're into the second hour. I'm getting into my Justin Lee Collins mode.
My name is Domino Harvey, and I am a bounty hunter.
I just had to say that.
Have you seen that film?
A bounty hunter. No, I want to see it. It just says here in the Guardian Guide that it's a candidate for the Golden Raspberry of the Year. I thought it looked quite good.
Can't be good.
Apparently, Keira Knightley's too tiny to hold, actually in reality, to hold a gun that big.
I'm not surprised.
And if she fired a gun that big, it would send her flying miles backwards through
the windows. She would shatter into tiny, sexy pieces.
Yes, she'd go, oh dear, that was very violent, I can't shoot that again. Wouldn't she, or something, because she's a bounty hunter. The bounty hunters are here.
They're searching for paradise. Okay, then. We'll be back shortly. Bye. XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
Yeah, that's the Dead 60s with Riot Radio. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Now, I think it's time for a text competition, don't you reckon, Joe Cornish?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love text competitions.
Now, I'm sure this is something that we've probably talked about before, but maybe not for a while, and I thought it was time to update it.
Mm-hmm.
Tribute band names.
Mm-hmm.
Always an enjoyable way of spending a few hours with friends. Thinking of tribute bands that maybe don't exist, and invariably you end up thinking of some that probably do exist, but you just don't know about them. For example, a tribute band for the Specials would be Today's Specials.
Nice.
Yeah? How about this? For the Foo Fighters, the Faux Fighters.
They exist, don't they?
Do they?
I bet they exist.
I don't know.
They have to. It's so good, they must.
If anyone knows, they can text us in. Incidentally, for fact fans, apparently Go West are on tour with Tony Hadley.
Thanks. The Faux Fighters spelled F-A-U-X.
Yeah, Faux Fighters.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one for a 10cc tribute band made up entirely of midgets. 5cc.
Nice.
Here's one for a Strokes tribute band. Different Strokes.
Nice.
Come on.
You know the one that always sticks in my head? This is a real one.
Yeah.
And they always play at the Swan opposite Stockwell Tube. It's the Oasis tribute band. And they're called No Way, Sis.
Yeah, they've been around for years.
That really sticks in my head, though. I find myself just walking along going, Oasis, No Way, Sis. It's so clever.
I feel like they've been around longer than Oasis have.
Mm.
Here, do you want some more?
Yeah.
Because we want you to come up with some more.
Yeah, this is the competition.
Listeners.
We're not just wasting your time, listeners. 83XFM if you've got better ideas.
Yeah, some modern bands as well who maybe haven't had tribute bands yet. But how about this for Joy Division? Ode to Joy Division?
That's nice.
Is that good or is that
That's good. That's good for your more sophisticated fans.
How about this? I don't really need to explain who it's for. The Birds and the Bee Gees?
Well, that's like a sort of dirty Bee Gees show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
That's
like a Raymond Review Bar.
Right.
Dirty Bee Gees, sexy heebie-jeebie-bee-gee show.
Ladies, bearded ladies.
Yeah.
How about this? This is rubbish, this one. This is for the Kaiser Chiefs. The Kaiser Thieves? Doesn't work because it should be
that's
thieves.
That's more like a sort of rubbish headline from an NME article or something.
Sorry. Okay, here's one that I came up with this morning. I'm quite happy with it. Not So Keen.
Hey,
come on.
Well, you can't have a tribute band who don't like the band they're doing a tribute to. Is that's a band for people who don't really like them or who quite like them.
Or they play their songs really badly.
Yeah, yeah. So if you can do better than that, listeners, text 83XFM. This competition is text only. Or we may accept entries via email, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk. But 83XFM. And the prize is... what is the prize? Is it another Bob Dylan? Are we running out of prizes?
Surely not. Well, what about this? We've got... Oh, yeah.
We've only got three, because we were going to give one to the ditties and to the... Well, we'll think of an amazing prize.
Can we not steal something from...
Yeah, we can steal... I'll go and steal something from outside.
Don't steal Brian's beer.
I will steal Brian's beer.
He sent an email around to all the staff.
I'm specifically
going to
steal something from Brian.
Who's been stealing my beer from under my desk?
Steal Brian's beer. In the meantime, while you're texting, listeners, 83XFM, let's have a record.
Yeah, this is Kasabian, and it says helpfully here on the playlist... Pronounced Kersabian. Kersabian. And it's the fourth single from the Leicester Quartet, who have taken their name from Linda Kasabian. I didn't know this. The getaway driver for the Manson family. What a depressing fact. Here you go. This is Kasabian with LSF.
Sorry, can you turn the record down a bit? I can't hear your noises. Yeah. All right. With you. Don't stop. Let's just... Yeah, that's music.
Music.
That's Adam Buxton with...
Thank you very much.
What else was playing there?
Some Kersabian.
So we've been asking you to text in your ideas for tribute band names. They've come flooding in.
Have they?
Yeah, like a flood of...
Like a flood of bathwater from the flat above you. And what sort of stuff have you got there?
Well, I haven't, what's the word? Whittled them down.
Read
what's
them.
The word? collated.
Collated.
Filtered them.
Yeah.
But I'll just read Shum Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, hang on, who's done that? Wait, talk for a bit, Adam.
Okay. hey, incidentally, later on, do you remember we used to do, crap accents on the show?
Yes.
Well, I brought some, this isn't a competition, I just saw an amazingly crap accent on an episode of Lost. Now, I've got Lost on DVD, so I'm quite absorbed by it.
Yes.
I finished watching it this week. But I think the series is still running on terrestrial television. But if you haven't got the DVD, you will not have seen this episode with this amazingly bad Australian accent, which I'm going to play you later on.
Oh, we can look forward to that.
Yeah.
Here, I'm ready now.
Okay.
How about a Jamaican cover band for the White Stripes? The Red Stripes.
That's not bad.
Dom in Waltham Cross. Well done, Dom. Gwen Steffo.
That's a good idea, here's one. Man. Dom, I'm going to get together with you. We should go into business.
They get better, man. They get better.
Really?
Yeah. Gwen Steffoni. From Sean in Brighton. That's good. The Kaiser Cheats.
The Kaiser Cheats!
From Jason.
That's much better.
He says, cheers, guys. Good show. Thanks,
hey.
Jason.
Jason,
there's a Bon Jovi. Stop doing that. Who's doing that? Is that you, Xanthi? Oh, no, it's just reload. My texts are reloading, and it's all... I'm losing my place.
Don't shout at Xanthi.
Oh, Mumbles.
Mumbles?
Yeah, it's my new soft swear word, Mumbles.
It's, that's, Catherine Zeta-Jones' hometown.
Is it?
Yes.
It's also what I used to call my mum. When I was little, yeah. But let's not get into that. Definitely not Leopard. As that's supposed to be Def Leopard.
Yeah.
Die Press... Mill? What?
What's that?
How about Cooler Faker? That's just a rude thing to say about Cooler Shaker, who no one remembers anyway.
Hey, come on, I met him the other day.
Hey!
He was really nice. Oh, Christian Mills.
Sorry.
He's not a Nazi at all.
I'm running out of good ones.
He's just a nice guy.
Really?
What are the chances?
I don't even remember the scandal about him.
I think he...
Did he have any scandal?
He had some, like, he was into all sort of Indian symbolism and mysticism.
Someone's
and stuff.
Texted in, I've been calling them not so keen since seeing them live at the Wireless Fest in the summer.
Ooh.
They are rubbish.
Oh, steady on. I like them.
Oh, stop reloading. This is a disaster. I can't read these texts.
Well, listen, man,
that's a good start, isn't it?
That's a good start. Why don't we play a record? You can collate a bit, and we'll come back and we'll award
Slip
a prize.
Knot. Instead of Slipknot, separated the words, Slip and Knot.
That is brilliant.
That's good, Mike and Hammersmith. Good thinking.
Very good.
Keep texting. XFM, 83XFM is the text number. We're going to come up with a prize. We'll tell you what it is, and we'll award it after this.
After this. This is a track from the Super Furry Animals. This is from their All Welsh album, Mung. And it's called I Melodia...
You can't play this. The lyrics will just be gibberish.
Yeah, yeah. Mainly gibberish. But that's what rock and pop's all about.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we can listen to it and imagine what they're... Because sometimes when you hear people singing in a foreign language, it sounds English.
Yeah.
It just sounds like someone speaking English in a strange accent.
Welsh is a great language, though. I always like the Gorky's Welsh stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Super Furry Animals. We'll be back with a winner for our text competition after this.
Well, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've, thought I heard some things being sung in English there. I'm sure at the beginning he said, I'm licking the sunshine. And then he said, then he sung Dan's Got a Python. And then I'm sure he said, across the blue tea river. And then I am a ninny who carries a melon. He definitely said, I am a ninny who carries a melon.
That's the chorus, I think, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. I am a ninny who carries a melon.
I am a ninny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Welsh for you.
There you go.
I've got to tell you, I'm like half Welsh, so I'm allowed to be rude about the
Welsh.
You're
allowed to be a little bit racist.
Welshist.
That's Super Furry Animals there.
And you're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM.
Yeah. In the midst of an exciting text competition.
Yeah. We've been asking you to come up with your own names for tribute bands.
And we've got a lot of good stuff in. But we should pick a winner.
Okay, I'm going to read some more out for you, Adam. I'll just read new ones, so if there's any from the ones I just read you that you think should get the award, are you making notes?
Yeah.
You've got a pen?
Yes.
There's a pen. Okay, let's read some out.
I like the Red Stripes one.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? That was good, wasn't it?
Because okay, I just think that would be a good band. I'd like to see a reggae band doing White Stripes songs.
I think they actually exist, says Max in Camden. By Jovi.
That's
pretty good. No, that's good for Bon Jovi. By Jovi, the Southwest premier bisexual Bon Jovi tribute band. But that doesn't count because they exist. The Smiley Mondays. What? Who then?
The Smiley Mondays. Come on, do better. Come on,
okay, I'm just scanning up. I'm just scanning up. Quite Warm Chili Peppers. No, no one's even sent a name for that one.
No, I'm not surprised.
Massive Fat Tack.
What? What's
it could
that?
Just be fat people doing a Massive Attack tribute. You started this. Don't blame me for the. The responses you're getting.
Quality's slipping. It was better before.
I know, well, the clever ones always text first. You know, their brains are faster. Oh, and now it's reset. Status no.
Status no?
Come on, I'm doing the best. The Fibbertines.
The Fibbertines. I don't
know. Duddy Holly. Wrong Said Fred. Love the show from Luke and Chelmsford. Double Maximo Parked. Just a bad pun. Ant in Essex. Kylie Manogue. A drag tribute act to Kylie Minogue. That's from Faye in Hackney. She says it's genius, so we can't argue with her.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you want more?
No. Can you go back to some of the earlier ones?
How about this? Not, not, not the yeah, yeah, yes.
That's not bad.
That's
who's
a triple.
That? Who's that?
That is from Kate in Palace. In Buckingham Palace.
Kate
Crystal
in the
Palace. An Ice Palace. Sugarman's Ice Palace.
Who?
Is that where she lives?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. She just said in Palace.
Go back to the early ones.
That's terrible. These are terrible. I can't even read them out.
This is really good radio.
Someone's texted the Hippo Mondays.
The Hippo Mondays? What's that? Okay, this has got to stop now.
Award an award, then it will stop. We haven't got a prize.
The Red Stripes.
We could just say that the quality's not good enough and not give a prize.
Well, there were some good ones at the beginning.
They can't have been good if you don't remember them.
In the different directions. I remember the Red Stripes, and I quite like Gwen Stefani.
Okay, I'm going to find them again.
Let's find Gwen Stefani
I'm trying to find them. There's so many. Just say that you've awarded it to them, and we'll come back with.
Do you think maybe this is the worst link we've ever done?
No, it's one of the favourites. I think this is going to win us the Sony.
We'll be back with more, and we'll find the name of the person who won the competition after this. Bye.
Goodbye.
XFM. XFM. Is XFM.
Ooh, that's epic, isn't it?
That told you.
That certainly did tell me. That was the editors with Bullets. That's the follow-up to Blood, Joe.
Of course it is. You don't need to tell me that sort of thing, Adam.
Blood.
I knew that already.
And the next one's called Snot.
Ah, brilliant.
And it's going to tell it to you the way it is more.
Thanks.
Adam and John, XFM. Yeah. Now, we're going to pick a winner from our slightly abortive text competition.
Yeah, it's not abortive. It's gone amazingly. Well, it's clear that they're, it's, a, you know, raining down.
Yeah.
There's millions of entries.
We had, in the break, someone phoned in with Irony... No, Ironic Maiden.
That's pretty good.
Quite good. Apparently, the Red Stripes
exist. Oh, here's
exist.
A good one. Tony from Kilburn. Block partly...
That's good.
Block Partly is good.
Block Partly's good, Tony.
The person, the winner's going to get a copy of that Bob Dylan double disc DVD. Very good prize. We've had some very good ones during that song. What was the other one that I read out to
Maybe
you?
Maybe Shambles.
Maybe Shambles is good, isn't it?
From Nick. Yeah, so apparently Red Stripes do exist, and so do the Different Strokes.
There you go.
Interesting fact for you there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, there's not much.
Who are you going to give it to? Maybe Shambles is pretty good, isn't it? Isn't it?
Maybe Shambles is good, but we liked the sound of the lady who phoned in with Ironic Maiden, didn't we? So let's give it to her. She sounded like a grown-up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a mum.
Yeah. She's a mum.
We've got to support the mums.
She's a busy mum.
We've got to support the mums.
Trying to do her best.
We've got her address, right? Let's send her the Bob Dylan thing. She'll like that. Mums like Bob Dylan.
Hey, talking of busy mums,
yeah.
Have you seen the advert with Kerry from Would You Could You going to Iceland or Asda, and she picks up a packet of breasts?
What?
And she's got these big fake breasts. Bear with me. She goes to this spotty ginger-haired boy. It's something about the prices being cut, and she goes something like, is this breast reduction real? No, or something like that. Someone will tell me what it's like. And the boy looks all nervous and goes, oh, I couldn't tell you, madam.
What?
She's holding a pair of frozen chicken breasts.
Oh, right.
Next to her massive artificial breasts.
You see, you didn't say chicken breasts. Oh, what? She's got fake...
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. I want
to. Then we can move on. It's a very odd advert.
You just laid a lot of very confusing stuff on me. You reminded me of...
Some people out there will know what I was talking about because they'll know the advert. But other people, I'm sorry if I confused you.
You reminded me of Wadja Kudja.
Wadja Kudja.
And you reminded me
You couldn't focus on anything else. As soon as you mentioned Wadja Kudja, the beaches, the ice creams, the challenges, the swiping
pranks.
The credit cards in the bum cheeks. It all comes back to you.
Wadja Kudja was more or less like balls of steel,
It's actually pronounced Wadja Kudja.
I pronounce it Wadja Kudja.
Wadja Kudja. Wadj did you Kudja, Your Honour. And so, Wadj did you Kudja? What does that even mean?
What are you talking about?
It's like, why? I don't know. This show's collapsing. It's breaking down. I think we need another break.
Why were you suddenly in a court? Why were you saying, Your Honour? That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
All right, then. We should play some music. Hey, thanks everyone who texted in.
Coming up in a second, well, in about 10 minutes, it's going to be Ditties in the Dock.
Yeah, that we'll get that together.
Oh, Jesus.
That's sort of good. It's kind of depressing, but good. That's I'm in Love by Audio Bullies. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. And very shortly, we're going to be doing Ditties in the Dock. That'll be exciting. And it's a McCartney off today.
A solo McCartney off. Wings permitted.
Wings permitted, so that means you've got wings. Yeah. Gornish's got some wings. I've got a track from one of his solo albums. But anyway, all will be revealed shortly. I just want to play you this clip from Lost that I was talking about. If you watch Lost, then you'll know that a lot of the action takes place in Australia. But because most of the actors are Americans, you get a lot
of... Does it take place? What, the island is in Australia?
No, the plane has just been flying from Australia.
Right, so all the people are supposed to be Australians?
No, but they've been doing stuff in Australia for one reason or another, and we see them in Australia in flashbacks.
Okay.
And one of the characters, Hurley, who's this big fat guy who basically his whole character is just saying, dude. That's all he does. That defines his personality. He just says, dude. And then says something stupid, and he's fat, and that's
now,
the character.
I tell you what, an Aussie accent isn't that difficult to do.
No, mate, come on, everybody can do
it's
an Aussie
easy.
Accent.
It's quite easy. You just sort of pull the tongue back.
Yeah.
Don't you, in the mouth.
Anyway, for the American actors in Lost...
it's a bit tricky.
It's a bit of a struggle. And there's a scene towards the end of the series with Hurley and this woman. He's gone out into the outback and tracked this woman down. I won't spoil it if you haven't watched the whole series yet, but basically Hurley's freaked out because he thinks that evil numbers are ruining his life, and he goes and tracks this woman down. And this woman's supposed to be an old Australian lady, but check out the actress that they found and the mangling that she does with the accent.
Anyway, he told me about Sam hearing something.
Oh, you're talking about the numbers.
Yes, the numbers, exactly. Do you know anything about
them? Sam and Leonard were stationed at a listening post monitoring long-wave transmissions over the Pacific. Boring job. Nothing to do but listen to static, night after night. Till one night, about 16 years ago, there's something in the static.
About 16 years ago.
She's kind of somewhere over South Africa, isn't she?
She's skidding around all over the shop.
She's doing a South African accent.
Can you handle some more?
Yeah.
She's amazing.
A couple of days later, we're at the fair in Kalgoorlie, and some wally there's got this jar. Must have been big as a pony. And it's filled to the rim with beans. Phil is offering 50 grand to anyone able to guess how many beans are in that jar.
It's a good story as well.
Sam used the numbers.
Yep. The answer was exact to the bean.
To the bean. That's the first thing I've heard that actually makes me want to watch Lost.
It's quite a good episode, actually. Lots of weird numerology.
It sounds good. What with counting the beans.
Counting the beans.
Everything.
She got the number of the beans.
I've never seen bean counting on telly.
Some wally was offering 50 grand for the person who could count the number of the beans. It is sort of South African.
What is the number of the beans?
The number of the beans!
What is it? Six? It can't be... No, I don't know.
It was an easy one.
Well, that was very good. Well done.
Thanks, man. You know, if anyone's seen any amazingly bad accents in anything, perhaps they could let us know and we'll do our best to play them. You know, there's the holy grail of bad accents, which I used to have and I can't find it anymore, is Daphne's boyfriend in Frasier. Do you remember? He's supposed to be
English.
Well,
she's bad enough, right?
Well, she's really Mancunian, so, I mean, she's just got a weird accent. But her boyfriend, who turns up, is an American actor, and he does the worst sub-Dick Van Dyke kind of mess of Cockney and Manchester and I don't know what. And I wish I could track it down. I wish someone could tell me what episode it was, because I really want to find it. Anyway, there you go. We'll be back with Ditties in the Dock extremely shortly, but first, here's a track from Kevin Ayres. You don't hear too much Kevin Ayres on XFM. Come on, that's a guitar solo. That's Kevin Ayres with Shouting in a Bucket Blues. Okay, it's Ditties in the Dock time here in the last 20 minutes of the Adam and Joe radio show on XFM.
Yes, and everybody who gets through this week will win a copy of the soundtrack to the exciting Brit gangster film The Business, which is about a group of gangsters what go to Spain and listen to 80s music and probably swear and punch each other. I don't know, I haven't seen it. But it's a great soundtrack. It's got all your favourite 80s tracks. You know, them ones. Bowie, Adam and the Ants.
Which Bowie track?
It's Modern Love.
Oh, that's a smash.
Yeah, it's a good soundtrack. So everybody who gets through wins one of those. And this week, it is a McCartney playoff. A solo McCartney playoff, wings permitted.
Yep.
So, I'm going to start.
Okay, you go.
Just for the heck of it. I love my McCartney. I was going to choose Maybe I'm Amazed, which is probably my favourite McCartney album track.
It's a classic.
Then I thought, well, maybe I should go for something a bit stupider. I thought Pipes of Peace. But then I thought, no, because in my opinion, the best Paul McCartney and Wings song is Live and Let Die, the theme to the Bond film.
Oh, man, you're going to win.
It's such an exciting track. I think it's the best Bond theme ever. Mm. It's a combination of reggae, power rock... orchestral, classical orchestramentation. it's basically like watching the most amazing pre-credits sequence from the most amazing Bond film.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster ride of a song, and it's fantastic to sing along to.
And it's better than the Guns N' Roses version.
Oh, yes. So there we go. Call 0871-222-1049 if you want to vote for Paul McCartney and Wings with Live and Let Die.
Well, Live and Let Die certainly is a smash. No one's going to argue with you on that. But I propose some more adventurous McCartney. This is from McCartney 2, the album that he tried out some very strange early electronic stylings upon. Mm. And there's a track on there called Temporary Secretary, or Secretary.
Oh, that is a good one.
The way he sings it. Temporary Secretary.
Have you played that on here before?
I don't know if I have.
It's a good track.
It's really good and it's really insane. And the idea, you know, it really reminds you that Macca was the most forward-looking and the most adventurous of the Beatles. And, you know, he unfairly gets dismissed as being Mr. Saccharin. But no, he had a pretty nutty brain in his mop-top head.
Yeah.
And this song really reminds you how bizarre things can get.
And a beautiful voice. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed that before.
I think
they
have.
But he's got a very good voice.
He's got a really good voice.
But listen, and we should mention that this is in honour of his new album, Chaos and Creation, The Backyard, produced by Nigel Godrich, which is apparently a return to form. He got so angry with Godrich, he nearly punched him.
Did he?
Did you read that? Because Godrich said that some of his songs were rubbish.
Yeah.
But then McCartney said that it was like working with Lennon again. It made him feel young again.
There you go.
So, call 0871-222-1049 and vote for either
Live and Let Die or... my one is Temporary Secretary.
Or Live and Let Die. It's the Big McCartney playoff on Digi's in the Dock. Hey, this is good, isn't it? The Big McCartney playoff. It's like a Capital Radio link.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that.
I just feel like I should say mine again because it's the more obscure of the two.
Well, basically, this is a battle between familiarity and adventurousness.
Right. Temporary Secretary versus...
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. We'll be back with some calls after we play some ads and another tune. XFM.
It is time.
Rock, I like to rock! That's the Foo Fighters with D.O.A. Hey, thanks incidentally to the person that emailed us to say that it was Frasier Season 4 Episode
1. You know what? About four people did.
Thank you very much to all those people. That's my dream of what it's like to be on the radio, to get questions like that answered. Anyway, let's get on. We don't have much time. Let's take some callers immediately. Just to remind you, it's between Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney or Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney. Patrick is on line one. Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks very much for calling in. What are you going to go for?
I do like Live and Let Die. I'm going to take a gamble with Temporary Secretary because I don't know it.
Oh, nice one. That's the kind of pioneering spirit we like here on the show. Thanks very much for calling, Patrick.
That's 1-0 to Buxton.
Jeannie, are you there?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Jeannie, have you just woken up, darling?
No, I haven't. I've been up for a while.
Okay, are you...
Well, you insulted her then, Adam, didn't you?
No, she just sounds sort of perky and sexy. Jeannie, what are you going to go for?
It's an old favourite. I used to get played it when I was younger. It's Live and Let Die.
Hey! You don't sound ashamed.
No, yeah, it's great.
I love it. It's really cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie. You win a copy of the soundtrack to The Business.
The Business.
Yeah. 80s classics.
Jason, are you there?
Hello, mate.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm good.
What are you up to?
Not a lot.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, what are you going to go for, Jason? We don't have much time. Is it Live and Let Die or is it Temporary Secretary?
Temporary Secretary.
Oh, nice.
What's going on?
Come on.
It's 2-1 to Buxton.
Now, I just need one more and it's mine. Sean, are you there?
I am indeed.
How are you doing?
Not so bad.
Thanks a lot for calling. You sound very mellow. What are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for Temporary Secretary.
What? Oh, he takes it.
What's going on?
Thanks very much. Don't even have to take the fifth caller. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Hey, and thanks. Who is that fifth caller? Heath.
Heather?
Heather.
Well, we'll say hello to Heather anyway. Hey,
we'll
Heather.
We'll send you a CD anyway, Heather. Hello.
Are you there?
Hi, yeah.
What were you going to vote for, Heather?
I was going to vote for Temporary Secretary.
Oh,
what are you playing
at? Absolute walkover. Thanks a lot for calling, Heather. Thank you to everyone who called. Man, I really thought you were going to just take it easily.
Hey, everyone's heard Live and Let Die a million times.
Should we just remind people what they're missing in a tantalising way?
Yeah, but they know. Go on. Don't buzz.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
You sing as well as Macca. It is an amazing song. But you should just go and... I wish we could play both of them, but...
I have trouble with that bit.
But anyway, check this out for sheer electronic... Stop it now.
In which we live in.
Well, you've kind of heard it now. If you wanted to hear Live and Let Die, you've heard Cornish doing it. And
that's Cornish's crap cover band.
That's quite good.
Paul McCorney? Just play the record. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Here's Temporary Secretary.
Bye. Goodbye.
And learn to smile, and a temporary
regular has been getting sick. I need a I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary. Track. She can be a belly dancer, I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary, temporary secretary.